This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past 2 sessions, we have been studying with you things you should treasure. Already I have pointed out, based upon Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, that it was a prayer of the Apostle Paul that Christians should treasure those things that should be treasured. As he put it in Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11, that you should learn to approve the things that are excellent. And in considering this point, I have discussed already 2 main divisions. First, you should treasure your life. And second, you should treasure your mind. Now I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we shall read verses 12 to 20, at least a portion of it, to see that we should treasure our bodies. Many people today feel that what one does with his body is strictly his own business. But let us remember that God is involved in this. God has created our bodies. It is He who should give us the instruction as to how we should use them. Here Paul says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall bring to naught both it and them. But the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body, and God both raised the Lord and will raise us up through His power. Now he's making clear there that our body should not be used in illicit sexual relationship. We're living in a time of situation ethics where our young people are being told on almost every hand that so long as they care for someone, or even if they don't, they may do what they please by way of fornication, even of homosexuality. But the Bible makes clear here in this passage that fornication, all illicit sexual relationship, other than a man and woman who are properly, scripturally married each other, is wrong, sinful in the sight of God. And all homosexual relationships are condemned. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32. And in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, the Apostle Paul gives a catalog of the works of the flesh. So we should care for our body and keep it pure. First of all, as I've indicated in previous studies, our mind should be kept pure. We should think good thoughts. We should not allow our minds to be filled with pornographic material. You should not gaze upon pictures that are vulgar, things that tend to incite lustful emotions within you. And having your heart filled with that which is true and honorable and good and lovely and of good report, then you should use your body as an instrument of God. Recognize the members of your body are to be used to accomplish God's work and not the devil's. And so you should treasure your life, you should treasure your mind, and you should treasure your body. In the fourth place, let me suggest to you, in the light of Bible teaching, that you should treasure your neighbor. After Jesus had been crucified and had been raised from the dead, just before he ascended to the Father to be seated on his throne as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he gave what has been rightly described as the Great Commission. And the record given of that in the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, verses 15 and 16, says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Notice you have an obligation to your neighbor, not only to obey the gospel yourself, to be baptized into Christ and thus become a Christian, a son of God, a servant of His, but you have a responsibility to your neighbor to teach him the truth. Further, you have a responsibility to your neighbor to be concerned about him. When we think of all the evil in the world, how little people seem to care for one another. How much hard feeling there is sometimes between people of different ethnic backgrounds. Let us remember that the Bible teaches that we all come from God, every one of us. It doesn't matter what nation on earth we may have come from today, what peculiarities of detail there may be about the color of our skin or otherwise. The Bible teaches that each and every one of us is a descendant of Adam and Eve. And every one of us should recognize our neighbor and be concerned about him. Won't you treasure not only your life, your mind, your body, but also your neighbor? Our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. Be with us again next time.